Right, so we had a couple of messages about this.
Two.
Over the past week.
Okay. Has someone got their personal phone and a work phone then?
This is just out of the blue. And I think these are two different people asking about Engineer Jish, because he's away and he's on annual leave for a month.
Have you checked that against Jish's number?
I've got Jish's Indian number here. So let's give it a ring, shall we?
Yeah, he'll probably be asleep, won't he? So that's perfect, because he'll be missing us waking him up.
Yeah. I told him before he went away, and he thought it was a joke, that we would be calling him.
How has he not learned? It's been a year.
He gave his Indian number to everybody. He sent it round in a, I'm away on holiday. If you need me, here's my number. And I, you idiot. Of course we need you. Yes. So he's going to see that it's the show calling. Is he going to answer?
No.
You think not?
Doesn't always answer when he's in this country.
He doesn't even always answer.
Hello?
Jish! Woo! Woo, 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 woo!
Hello?
Jish, where are you?
Hello?
It's us!
Sorry, I'm not Jish.
Yes, you are. You're Jishnu.
No. I am his brother.
You're not
you do.
No, you're not Jishnu's brother. You are Jishnu. Are you? Is this Jish?
Yeah, seriously. No. I'm his brother.
You're his brother? What's your name?
My name is Shriram.
Shriram. All
did
right.
He ask you to answer the phone to us?
Yeah. Did he go, oh, can you answer this, please,
Shriram? Tell them I'm not here.
Yeah, I'm in the shower.
This is calling from the higher phone?
Yes, this is good friends, Robin and George.
Best friends.
Okay.
Yeah. He's probably spoken about us, hasn't he, Shriram? Shriram?
I think we're his screensaver on his phone.
He's hung up! Shriram's hung up! Why is he hung up on us?
Must have been a mistake.
Yeah, let's call him back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe Jish's brother has hung up. That's not right.
We're getting massively swerved by the whole Ram family.
Jishnu is the engineer here at High FM. And as we said, he's off on a month's break, and he's left his mobile number in India. What a fool. And now it's going to ring out. Can you believe that?
So rude.
That is really rude, isn't it?
I find the Ram family rude.
Rude Rams.
Rude.
That's horrible,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Harsh. This is brutal.
I can't believe this. Oh, wow. This is it.
You are trying to reach is not responding.
Really?
We don't need you to tell us that, love. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
This is High FM. George Ryland's there.
Hello.
My name's Robin Banks. Now, for the past little while, we've heard about George's diet. And I've been feeling bad. You went past McDonald's the other day. Uncle Ron was calling you.
George, come in.
I mean, I did specifically drive there, but yeah, whichever way you want to put it.
So George was telling us about this grapefruit diet thing that you're on?
No, I'm not on it.
No, you're really not on it. I know.
Rude.
So yesterday, after the show, went out of the studio and George! George! George is nowhere around. I can't see her anywhere. So I walk past the kitchen. The kitchen door's mysteriously closed. Why is it closed?
There's a sign on it that says keep closed.
But it's never closed.
No,
there may be a sign on it saying keep closed. So I think to myself, why is that door closed? What's going on in the kitchen? It's just after 10 o'clock. What's happening? There's hardly anyone here. What's going on? And something inside me said, just open that kitchen door. So I approached the kitchen door, and I opened it.
Yep.
It opened slowly. I could see a figure bent over the new counter. That figure then turned in its chair. Yes, its mouth was full. That figure caught my eye. When that figure caught my eye, the eyes then left my eyes in disgust at themselves. That figure was none other than George Ryland.
I smell like shame and regret.
Stuffing herself with all sorts of Oman goodies. that were left. Did she think about sharing them? Try some of this.
There was some dip left.
She points me to the direction of what looked like beautiful chicken. I looked in. There was a bite out of one.
It wasn't me. I'm going to leave the other half.
She tried it. Instead of putting it in the bin. No! Back in the bowl with the other uneaten pieces of glorious
that wasn't
chicken.
Me.
Juicy, beautiful chicken. Now blaming it onto other people.
Oh, right. And actually, as it happens, I turned round within 2 seconds. You've got a pot of dessert in one hand, furiously spooning it in with the other. Like someone takes our food away from us.
That, my friends, is the kitchen story from yesterday.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Now that I'm waking up. This is High FM.
Hello, hon.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Who's that?
Man.
Man!
Hello!
Hello!
Yeah, how's it going with you?
What's happening when you tried to call Jess?
Did you hear that, yeah?
No, I didn't hear that. Exactly.
We tried to call the engineer about 15 minutes ago.
Because he said we could anytime. Yeah.
On his email that he sent around to the staff, Engineer Jish, he said, please feel free to call me anytime.
Yeah, so we did.
Okay.
On his Indian number, and we tried to call him. We got in touch with his brother. The number that Jish gave us for his mobile was actually his brother. And his brother hung up on us. No, man, it's not funny, George.
This is just the bit before I cry.
Personally, I'm insulted.
I'm insulted. It's rude.
It's so rude.
So rude.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't get hold of him. And now everybody is WhatsApping us going, you've got to keep trying to get hold of Jish. No. It's been and gone.
Yeah.
He's history. L'histoire, man. L'histoire. All right.
So try to call him again.
No! No!
No, what we're going to do is we're going to phone the airline and cancel his return flight. Because he doesn't need it.
Actually, I've got one better. I've got some mates in customs.
Enjoy.
I've got a WhatsApp from NASA, who's on holiday in Turkey. And he sent me a picture. Look at that picture there. George is now looking at this. She's behind me, looking at my screen. And it's an empty chair with that in front of it.
Oh, gosh. NASA!
Well, no, that's his toe. I did reply to it going, I hope that's your toe.
I love that he's on holiday and he's still WhatsApping us all the time. Do you reckon he'll bring us back a fridge magnet?
George, there's somebody outside. There's somebody outside who's begging. Look, she's begging. She's going, please.
I've just strapped my foot to the table.
She's going, please. You hang on, you don't want me. You want me. Oh, well, she wants to go on the radio. Hang on. Come in.
Hello.
Hi. Come up. There we go. There's a microphone.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hi, Robin. Hi,
hello.
George.
Hello.
I've been dreaming of this moment for a very long time.
Uh-oh.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, no. Oh, there's another one.
How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good.
Cold.
And how are you?
I'm okay.
Okay, why have you been dreaming about this moment?
I don't know, just listening to you guys on the radio.
Yeah,
it's finally nice to see you guys.
There's two ways we can go with this. We can either be really happy that you've come in to see us, or we can be really scared.
I'm scared.
You're scared.
Everyone's scared.
We're all scared in the morning. Right, so who are you?
Najla Amin.
Najla Amin.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you gave your second name there, just in case, you know, something happens.
Just for...
We need it.
Purposes of having all the information.
Dear ROP, this is what happens. We have a first and second name. So this is it. This is your dream.
Okay.
You don't dream very much, do you?
I do.
Really?
Gotta aim higher.
Yeah. Aim a lot higher.
My son said if you go and see Robin and George, say hi.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
So mention. You do a mention for your son. Come on.
Faris is saying hi to Robin and George.
Aw, hello, Faris.
He's at school now, so...
Oh, he can't hear it.
I wish I could record this whole thing.
Oh, don't worry. We'll do that for you.
Okay.
We'll record it and send it to you.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else you'd like to share?
Mm-mm.
Nothing. Thank you so much for just dropping in.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Just came to say hi.
Has it been everything that you thought it would be?
Yeah, but I didn't want to be on air.
Oh, well.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
So, yesterday...
All my troubles seem so far away.
I didn't have very much time at home.
Okay.
So I went to the gym, went for coffee, I saw a friend, had some lunch, came back, had my hour's sleep before then went to dinner at a friend's house.
But it's all going well.
I had roughly 20 minutes spare.
Okay.
So I made myself an omelette.
Okay.
And I went to sit down.
Yeah, yeah.
Switched on the television.
Yeah.
All was going well.
Yeah. Where's this going?
I pressed OK for Netflix. Nothing happened!
Oh, no! No! What's happened to your Netflix?
Right. So you press OK and the screen just goes blank.
OK.
I can watch stuff on YouTube. I can do a search.
What's going on?
And then I look, you know, you always Google it.
Yeah, and there's
all these nerds going, what you need to do is reconfigure the moon. I haven't got time for that.
Do you need me to come around? Have you reset your TV? Have you done an upgrade recently on your TV, on your software? No, you haven't.
I just need help, not judgment.
What kind of TV is it? What make
LG.
Is it? Any LG engineers listening? Get a shout. Have you finished Vikings yet?
How can I?
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
Let the probing begin.
George Ryland.
Yeah, I've been having an issue with them too.
Woo! Get up. Hi FM.
It's Hi FM. It's Robin Banks.
Hi, good morning. What's wrong?
Nothing.
That's my new style, that is.
Oh.
Hi, ladies.
Goody.
How's it going?
Just going to ignore it. Maybe it'll go away. Actually, this might have something to do with it as well. Have you read this about waking up in a bad mood?
No.
Apparently 6 out of 10 of us regularly wake up in a bad mood.
I believe that.
And on average, 2 mornings a week. So what's that? Almost 50% of your working week.
You may as well say 50%.
Yeah, blighted by black moods. Do you know who I thought of?
Who?
Us.
Get up. Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Get up!
Are you making tea? All right, you make tea. I'll put the tea microphone up. And while you're doing that, I'll just dial the number. This is Engineer Jish. We're giving a call to...
Selfish man.
After yesterday, it was just... I was hurt. I wanted to lock myself in a darkened room after his brother hung up on us. Engineer Jish is on a month's leave... And he's been gone for just over a week. Noise in the background is George making tea. It's ringing, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen, is it?
No. Why does he want to make us unhappy?
Why does he write in his I'm on leave email for anything urgent, call?
And then his best friends call him and he does this to us.
That's me and George, by the way.
Yeah.
When we say best friends. Hello?
Hello?
Hi! Is that Shriram?
Hello?
Hello?
Is that Shriram?
Hello, yes.
Shriram, yeah?
Hello?
Shriram, yeah?
No, I'm Jish.
Jish! Hey! Woo! Whoa!
You're
Jish!
Alive!
Jish! It's your best mates, hi. Robin and George here from the radio station.
Member?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, we're all right. Oh, man, it's so good to hear your voice. We are missing you.
I miss you too.
All right. Hey, listen.
Actually, I was sleeping.
Oh, you're sleeping? Oh, mate.
Sorry. So while we're on the phone, how's it going?
Yeah.
It's going good.
Good. Hey, listen, dude, what happened yesterday? Because we called you and your brother answered and
see, my brother was not here and
well no Jish, he was there because we were speaking to him.
It's a mobile. What?
Yeah, he answered and he said
he was not with me, I mean not at my home, and I told him to not take any call from High FM.
But okay so you've given on the email that you sent out to all the staff right here at the radio station, you said in your email, I've got the email here. Please feel free to contact me on the number that we're calling now for any urgent matters.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jish, it's lovely to speak to you. Really, really lovely. Okay?
Me too. Thank you so much for the call.
Just wanted to just say hello.
Wanted to check. We're still best friends forever.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Have you got any message to your one fan?
No, I didn't.
No.
Do you remember her name?
Should I say that? Yeah.
No!
Shada works here! She's not
I mean,
bad!
I'm really sorry.
Jishnu, you're...
I'm in the Jishnu, mood, that's it.
Jishnu,
you... I'm saying hi to all of my fans.
There's only one Jish, and her name's Tamer.
Only one?
Okay, only one.
You didn't get any...
Tamer. All right.
Hema.
All right, Jish, goodbye. Yeah. Thanks for taking our call. Eventually.
Yeah.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. This is High FM. Oman.
This is High FM. Everybody heard about this story about the guy who was on a first date with a girl and she used his bathroom and she couldn't flush her business and tried to throw it out the window and it got stuck.
It was a series of unfortunate events.
Didn't end there because then she got stuck trying to retrieve it. Well, there's a follow-up. The guy was on a British morning show and he mostly rehashed the story.
Right.
However, he did deliver one big detail.
Tell me.
Right. Now, if you were on this first date with someone who did this, what the girl did.
Yeah.
In your house.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I would not see them again.
Exactly. Right. This guy says he really wants to go out with her again.
Why?
And the quote is, "I think I certainly owe her a night out after this."
It's not the way I feel.
No matter how badly a first day goes, things could still work out like she did with her business. You know? Work it out.
Oh.
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks.
No need to wake up and get out of bed or anything.
George Ryland. Wake up and assimilate the day.
Woo!
Get up. High FM.
You got an iPhone, haven't you?
I've got an iPhone with a special case, my initials on the back.
Yeah.
The pink one with the rose gold iPhone in.
As everybody knows, Apple unveiled three new iPhones. Yeah, I mean, it's all about the X, isn't it?
Yeah, what I like is it's glass both sides, so double the shattering potential.
That's exactly what it is, yeah. It's another way for you to waste money in a futile attempt to fill the emptiness of your life.
Yep.
Apple may become the first $1 trillion company.
How many noughts is that? I get a bit lost.
All they have to do is sell six new iPhones.
And one of them to you, you mug.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
That's High FM, it's Robin Banks.
Oh yeah!
I'm George Ryland. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you heard about the bride in Australia who had a different kind of bouquet?
No. Was she driven to her wedding in a twin cab ute?
Twin cab ute? So what would you usually expect to find in a bouquet?
Flowers.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Flowers.
Not anymore.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Donuts and pastries.
Love her.
So then do you throw them at your guests?
Yeah, of course you do. And your guests catch them with their mouths.
So basically, I've now got another requirement before I attend any other weddings.
Also in Australia, Australians have been told to hunt and eat more kangaroos.
Yes, I saw that. Kangaroos are a lot like chicken.
Because the population has doubled. And yes, it has vegans in Australia hopping mad.
Oh, yes.
Here we go.
Wake up. Wake up.
I just keep moving.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
Are you ready for this?
I'm not sure you can ever be totally ready for this.
After more than 5 months.
5 months.
Of stalling around, talking about it, Crayola have finally revealed the name of its new blue crayon.
Life-changing.
And my brain just keeps screaming the word anticlimactic over and over and over again. You may remember back in March, Crayola announced they were getting rid of one of their 24 core crayons, George. A few days later, they revealed it was Dandelion. And in May, they said they'd be replacing it with a blue crayon.
And what did I say at the time? I said it was a mistake.
In early July, they announced voting on five possible names. And finally, they hosted a damn live stream on Facebook where they announced the name is...
Oh, I can't bear it.
What? Is...
What?
Beautiful.
Go away.
Beautiful.
Go away from me right now. Can't.
That, my friends, was worth it.
Basically just a dad joke in crayon format.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning to
you.
Hello.
This is Khaled, your old friend Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
This Crayola story.
Oh, I know, don't, Khaled, don't. I know. Beautiful. Beautiful.
First of all, nobody cares about colors anymore.
Oh, you kid.
These days, they
Khaled, don't. Khaled, you said you were going to be gentle. You said you were going to be gentle.
All right, all right.
This is beautiful. Big news.
I mean, beautiful. You talk about a cop-out, okay? You talk about a cop-out. We can't think of a better name. Oh, let's just...
Oh, mate.
How about beautiful?
I know, I know. And they did it on a live stream on Facebook.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Nice try.
Thank you for being gentle, Khaled.
Anytime. Always a pleasure talking to you guys.
حين عاد قلت له تويل ضحى خلاص.
حين الضحى.
عاد يعني إذا فاتت
لاز
too much banter
الضحى
mad
banter.
This is the Halla Breakfast Show.
يعني تسعة ونص.
It's Kozai and Raheem who are doing it now.
Raheem's my favourite. He's never tried to make me cry.
Kozai doesn't try to make you cry. He doesn't.
He did once. It was a long time ago now.
What did he do? Did he poke you in the eye?
No. He got the box of tissues.
Yeah.
Just kept going against me.
Hang on. Kozai was poking you with a box of tissues.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I still like him.
Hang on. I'm going to. Oh, Twitter.
Oh, Twitter.
Twitter. I'm going to see if I can get Kozai's attention now.
You do look a little simple, doing.
Just jumping up and down.
Yeah.
No, I can't. Go on, you try and get his attention.
Really?
No! George, no!
Robin Banks and George Ryland. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed!
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Good morning.
We go out sometimes, and last night was one of those times. We went out to the RBG Grill, which is Park Inn.
See Uncle Nuno.
And Uncle Nuno's family.
Yeah.
And we love Uncle Nuno, but I think after this, he probably won't love me anymore.
No.
We arrived on time, and we met, I guess she's Auntie Nuno?
Yeah.
Uncle Nuno's wife. Now, Uncle Nuno's the GM down at the Park Inn, and his two kids were there as well.
Pedro and Alex.
They're lovely. They're great.
Yeah.
I want to get onto them in a bit. But when I met Mrs. Nuno, I didn't know. I just went for the kiss on the cheek. And then I sort of, I stopped and I did one cheek. But then as she went for the second one, and no, this isn't funny. It was really awkward because I didn't go for the second one. And if you think about the physics and our heads.
Then what happens? Where do you end up? Somewhere you shouldn't be. Not appropriate.
No. Now, we looked at each other in the eye. Just for a split second. I was right there.
Oh, horrible.
And I did a nervous laugh, which kind of like just made it worse.
Because that's happened to me before. My instinct, and this is only going to make it worse, is to push their face away. Get off!
With your hand.
I am not tactile.
No,
so,
I didn't.
So, yeah, I get even more awkward.
Yeah, it was. And then there was that awkward laugh.
Oh, it's horrible.
She didn't mention anything about it during the meal.
Although, there was a conversation, if you remember, about sometimes being one kiss, two kiss, three, four, and the Brazilians.
Yeah, then she looked across at me.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry about that. Loved Pedro. He supports Real Madrid.
Yep.
How old is he?
About 12.
He's about 12, isn't he? He's about that. He was drinking coffee all night so he could stay up and watch the game.
I know, I love that.
And Uncle Nuno's other son, Alex. Chatting to Alex, and he wants to be a pilot.
Yes.
And then I dropped the classic line.
Yeah, why did you do that to me?
Because it just came to me. I looked across, I waited for a gap, and there was no one talking. I said, George knows a lot about pilots, don't you, George?
And there was just this silence, tumbleweed.
It was just fantastic.
I just hung my head in shame.
That was our night out last night. We had a great night at the Park Inn, and I'd like to apologise again to Uncle Nuno's wife.
What are the odds of us ever being asked that?
This is not going to be us, Maggie.
We're going to get an email saying, yeah, sadly, the event's been cancelled.
Yeah, sadly, we don't want to see you again.
Please don't come back.
Ever.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
This is Robin Banks. George Ryan's there.
Morning.
I get some really weird messages on my Facebook page.
Mine all through Insta.
I've seen your weird Insta messages.
Yes.
They are really weird.
Aren't they?
This is from 2015, and it's from the 7th of December. Now, it will get up to date with this. Hello, Banks. It's James. Someone tried to muck with my stuff. That's it.
Wait, you don't know this person?
No, no. I have no idea. This dude is called James Sun. And James is spelt with a Z at the end. In it, bruv!
See, sporting a tracksuit.
So I reply back, cool. Then he sends me two pictures. Can I show you these pictures?
Please do.
I can't mention them on the radio and neither can you.
Oh, gosh.
Right, those pictures
there. Yes. Why is he contacting you about this?
I have no idea. He says, here are some I got in. I guess you are not interested. Have a nice day. So I reply back, yeah, let's do it. He says, where are you and how can I trust you?
Well, dude, you got in contact with me. Your first message was very unclear.
I reply back, because I is real, bruv, innit?
Nice. Because otherwise you wouldn't know to say that if you weren't real.
No,
so when men go, oh, but I'm a nice guy.
Oh, oh, all right, then.
Oh, got ya.
He replies back, okay. I reply back a day later. Well, we're still in 2015 in December.
Come on, blood.
Yeah, basically, come on, man, let's do it. He goes, okay, do you have customers there? I reply back, yeah, man, for all kinds of shiz.
Nice.
He replies back a day later, okay, how can we work? And then I think, let's have a little bit of fun with this.
Oh, hello.
First, I need to know if you're a real person. So send me a picture of you holding a sign saying, hello, Robin, you good thing, you. Then we will proceed.
Tell me you got that picture.
No, I got this picture back.
Right, yeah, that's not quite what was asked for, is it?
He says, I don't disclose my face just like that, man. I say then, well, then a body holding up a sign without the face. If then no deal and we finish here and now.
If your face is too beautiful to be captured.
He replies back, okay, sends me a picture. Believe it now. Here's the picture. Not what I asked for.
No. Not to believe it now. What, because you Google imaged it? No.
Right, then it goes really quiet. George, for nearly 2 years.
I feel like the trust is gone.
And then out of the blue yesterday, I get a message. Sorry, bro, I'm still here. I am back. Was arrested, been in jail.
My darling, you are both a day late and a dollar short.
He sent another message. I just need a trust guy. I reply back, yeah, gangster, I am the trust guy.
Also, possibly, sir, if you've been to jail, stop contacting people through Facebook.
No reply as yet.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. When you
wake up,
hi, I'm
the one.
Hello? Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Why is not anyone calling you guys?
What?
Why is not anyone calling you?
There's loads of people calling. It's just sometimes people don't get to air because we're very picky with who we put on the radio.
No pressure.
No. So you better be good.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Yeah. So what you got for us? Hey? Hey, well? Hey?
Something that, I don't know what you call it because it was an awkward situation.
An awkward situation?
Oh, yes,
okay.
Please.
Yeah, we love these.
This is my manner.
I went to dinner.
Yeah.
With someone.
Yeah.
That was my first time.
Yeah.
First date.
Okay. Yeah. I was just looking at my right side and what I see is my ex.
Your ex?
Ooh.
Oh. So, what did you do?
So, she was just passing by and she just saw me. And literally, no. I was like, oh, God. Yeah. Now, why do I have to see you now?
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly, yes. And I don't know what to do. So, I went into the WC. I said, okay, I'm going to
WC.
Went to the toilet.
To the, WC.
We're going to go to the toilet. Okay.
You hid.
Yeah. He bailed out. He chickened out completely.
I just went and I came back.
Yeah, no, mate, it doesn't matter. Speaking from a guy's point of view, you have left your date potentially with your ex. So your ex can go over there and go, oh, all right, you're with him then. So what's going on?
Reasons like this.
This is just ridiculous.
If she was with someone else, that was fine. But she was alone. And I was like, oh my God. If she came here and said, oh, hi, long time. I was like, okay, I'm going to screw up. So better just go for a walk and come back again.
You ran away.
I hope you're not expecting a second
date. You ran away. Run away. Run away.
Leave her. Wow.
I ran away because I was too scared.
We've all been there, but some of us don't run away.
Some of us don't go on dates because they're so bad. The last date I went on was in November and he asked me if I'd ever thought of doing serious radio. Mate, believe you're paying for this meal. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Come on in, come on in, come on in.
Hello.
What's that microphone?
Hi. We got a visitor.
Yeah, we love visitors.
Yeah, we do.
Hang on, does it smell in here? Why are you holding your nose?
No, it's a habit, it's a bad habit.
All right, is it because you're nervous?
No, not much, though.
Would you like to introduce yourself to Oman right now?
Can I put a nickname to it?
Yeah, of course you can.
My name is Mace.
Mace?
Yes.
What's in the bag?
Oh, no.
Okay, it's a treat. After the kitchen story.
The kitchen's,
you know?
Oh, did you hear that kitchen story?
Yeah, I know.
Thanks for that, Robin.
Isn't that unbelievable?
So I was like, I should make it up for you.
Mace, I was like, where's George? Where's George? And the kitchen is just next door.
And what was it? What was it? What was it?
I wish I had video of this, because this isn't how it happened.
Really?
Yeah.
When she turned around, when I opened the door, it was like...
was it dates?
No, it was all manner of beautiful food.
Hella got a gift basket.
Yeah.
And they offered it to me.
Them lot over there.
Yeah.
Only you.
Yeah.
She didn't share it with you.
When I caught you.
Yeah.
I caught her.
Well, I had actually thought about sending you a text, but I just
didn't. Your thumbs were in the donuts at the time. Shall I text him? Nah, won't bother.
Forget him.
And yeah, Mace, whereabouts in the mall do you work, or are you allowed to say?
I was trying to hide it.
Now, don't hide it. It's good promotion.
Oh,
she's taking it out.
What's that?
A redo! We have the best CEO, so I'm not worried.
All right.
See, you're so good.
You need to get a raise.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's a small
thing.
Thank you so very much.
And Robin's getting the brand new iPhone for free as well, yes?
Yeah,
the
brand new iPhone that's out.
I don't have a brand new phone. My phone is broken. What are you talking about?
That's great.
Love you. Come back.
That's the burner phone.
Yes, maybe. But we'll think about it. Let me see.
We'll think about it. Yeah. See ya.
Thank you, guys. Robin Banks. Warning. You
are now entering a bad taste zone. This is High FM, and this is Robin Banks, and George was on her own yesterday.
By myself.
It was amazing.
Doing her radio show, and I heard a few bits of it, but when I was in the kitchen, and I had Annie in there, and Debbie came in wanting stuff. There was a bit in the background, and you were talking about a cupboard.
Ah, the cupboard.
I didn't quite hear it, but I wanted to listen to it, but I couldn't hear it because I had this thing called family.
So, you know, in my house, if you go to to the right of the front door, there's an outside cupboard.
Yes.
I was sitting in the lounge with Kathy Douglas for the 1 o'clock show.
Kathy!
Yes.
All right.
And I was facing the back of the house. She's facing the front on my massive sofa.
Right.
And we're just chatting away, and all of a sudden, she just stops. Because George.
What?
So yeah, there's a man in your cupboard.
There's a man in the cupboard?
Yeah. What? So I got up and had a look, and there was. There's a dude coming out of my outside cupboard.
So how is this dude, I don't understand. Why is he in your cupboard?
I don't know.
Your cupboard.
I don't know, but he walked out of the cupboard.
Yeah.
And he had a look, and he just had another look back in it. I mean, there's really nothing in there.
It's your cupboard.
My cupboard.
Yeah.
And then he moseyed around for a bit, and then off he went. And I was like, I don't know what to do with this. Do I go and say something? Does this happen often? Is there often a man in my cupboard?
So, if you've had a man in your cupboard, can you get in touch with us? Maybe you can shed light on the situation.
Yeah.
The situation of the mystery man.
And also, maybe if I could choose a different man next time.
Oh, you didn't like that man.
It wasn't
you want
for
a different
me.
Man.
Yeah.
Or if you want to be inside George's cupboard, let us know. Get in touch. Maybe send a picture.
Okay. In the morning, we
gonna do it again. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning, Hi, FM. Oman.
Okay, so we've got relationship news.
Yes.
And it might be the same.
I think it is.
Okay.
Mine is that relationships are more successful if a man's uglier than
a
woman.
That's exactly it.
Then why haven't mine worked? Like, you go through these months as nothing.
And that's basically it, as George said. When an attractive woman is paired up with a less attractive guy.
The theory behind it basically being that they're going to be more grateful and that you don't have to worry so much about yourself because they're punching.
Thank you. Something tells me that the scientists behind this study were super ugly.
Yeah. It's okay to be ugly.
And that's not just us stereotyping scientists. It's me stereotyping the ones who would work to draw this conclusion.
Rude. Get up,
baby, dance to the rhythm of the music. Robin Banks.
Everything about you is very cliche.
George Ryland.
Keep doing that.
Hiya, FM.
FM.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, no.
Good
morning. Morning. Good morning. Now I've got to do it. Hang on 1 second. 1 second. I've got to do it now. Hang on. Hang on. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM.
Let's go.
How are
very
you?
Very cheery.
Hello.
Hello, my friend. I'm a big fan of George Rylance and Robin Banks.
Oh.
I'm so happy.
Oh,
I'm so
wow.
happy always. I'm listening High FM.
Thank you.
High FM 95.90.
That's
so
it.
So I am a big fan of the Mr. Robin Banks.
That's
and
me.
George Rylance.
That's
amazing.
Her. You amazing.
Amazing.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Hello. What's wrong with you?
Not wrong, because I am a big fan of you.
There has to be something wrong with you.
Yes. I'm so happy, and I am. Everyone is listening. Hi, Ben. Thank you so much. You're listening. Hi, Ben. Thank you so much, everybody.
Oh, wow.
Breathe.
Yeah. And that's all you've called for, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Before I'm calling today is before is High FM. I'm calling for before is Mercedes Benz. I am so sorry. I'm not lucky people.
Shh, breathe. No. Relax. Relax.
Quiet. Quiet.
Relax.
Calme.
Breathe in through your nose right now.
Yes, I'm in now. Muscat.
No. No. All right. Great. Okay. Well, lovely being there. What's your name?
My name is Russell Ahmed.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Breathe.
Chill.
It's Sunday. Relax.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.
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 Bye. You hang
bye-bye.
Up first.
Yes.
Go on. Hang up. I love you.
Okay.
I love you.
Okay.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. Hang up first.
Hang it up.
I love you,
hang
man.
It up.
You're our favorite listener, and we mean it.
...2017 is turning out to be one of the worst years ever for the evolution of jeans.
Yes, it is.
So far, designers have made 160 real jeans that are pre-stained with mud. Those totally crotchless jeans as well, remember
they're
those?
The see-through jeans.
The see-through jeans. The jeans with a zip down the back to expose your butt coin slot.
Also, the jeans where it's... they're big gaps, so they're kind of like shorts. But
just.
With the strap down to the rest of the leg. Oh.
And now there's this. Some designer has created something called double jeans. Basically, they look like you put on a pair of jeans and then put another pair over them, but those sit about 6 inches lower on your thighs.
It looks so uncomfortable.
They're selling for 270 reals.
No.
But really, if you're dying for them right now, you can just put on two pairs of jeans and look like a damn fool. Without spending anything. Waking up.
Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
It's High FM, it's Robin Banks.
Hang on, don't start yet. I'm down here.
I'm George Ryland, waiting for Robin Banks.
Hello.
We were talking about relationships before.
Oh, yeah.
And how you want to pick an ugly dude because he's going to be grateful.
That's for ladies.
This is a different take on things. This
okay.
is a lady called Jill Sharp.
Jill Sharp?
Jill Sharp.
Okay, Jill sounds like she knows what she's talking about by just her name.
Hmm. She had a fiancé called Graham. This was for 4 years.
Oh.
She was posting pictures of the two of them on her Twitter account.
All right.
They were sometimes in the same places,
yeah.
As in together or separately. You know how it is.
Yeah,
you go
yeah.
abroad, there's both of us selfie in front of the Eiffel Tower, and there's him, and then there's me.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And that's nice.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah. And then it turns out,
yeah.
Jill hadn't actually ever met Graham.
Oh, no.
What Jill had been doing...
She photoshopped.
Yeah, she'd been looking at where Graham had been with his real life fiance,
oh,
Marianne.
No.
Then she would go to the same places.
Oh, you'd
take
she,
a picture of herself.
She'd go to the same places.
Yes, and then Photoshop
oh,
it in.
Oh my God, that's. Oh, that's frightening that there are people out there that would do that, right?
4 years!
No!
Weekday mornings. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
High FM.